We have a brand new launched website to support families. On there, families can see information about benefits and entitlements if you have a child or an adult child with a disability. We also have different resources, information about therapies, about different other things that you can access as an individual with a disability or as a family member of someone that has a disability. We have information about education, and obviously that's, you know, very, very important to families who whose children are in settings, whether they are, you know, mainstream settings or special education settings. And then we have a section of our website we feel really passionately about, and that's called Access Donegal. And Access Donegal, I suppose, gives us an opportunity to showcase all of the fantastic work that's happening around our county to provide inclusive and accessible places to visit, experiences and places to stay in County Donegal. Because I suppose the fact of the matter is, Greg, if you have a child with a disability, regardless of whether that's a physical disability or otherwise, you can't just go on a day out just at a whim. You have to do a lot of research around, you know, is it going to be accessible? Can we even get in there? Is there any risks to my child
and
here?
And that can vary from family to family, depending on the child's needs.
Absolutely. And I suppose we really wanted to showcase there are organisations out there who are doing amazing work on that. We have two or three, you know, places to stay and accommodations in Donegal that are fully inclusive and accessible with hoists and ramps, and you know, we know families that travel all over Ireland to visit those, you know. And I suppose we also wanted to highlight that Donegal is a beautiful and accessible place to visit, because very often if you're an individual with a disability or if you have one in your family, travelling abroad isn't really a realistic option sometimes.
But even too, in terms of if you're travelling inter-county,
yeah, absolutely.
You have to travel your stops, you have to plan often your stops
for
on
sure.
The way as well. That is the level of planning that often has to go in.
Absolutely. So that's going to really grow hopefully for us over the summer. We have some really exciting initiatives coming up over the summer for that, to really emphasise, as I said, the most beautiful county we live in, and we want to really, I suppose, emphasise the work that's going on by organisations around the county to be accessible and inclusive.